The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus went on to say, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. And now fill up what your ancestors have measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a very essential teaching in this brief homily given by Jesus in today's Gospel. It's easy to understand, and it's easy to find its presence in our own lives. He's speaking about the inner person, not the outer person, not the one who just appears in public. My reputation is who people think I am. My character, that's who I really am. He's talking about character. It's in the interior person that struggles with anger and jealousy and greed. It's from the interior person that gossip comes. The interior person presumes to make severe judgments about others. It's the interior person that cultivates racism or prejudice. The interior person carries the wounds of past conflicts. Jesus is speaking to the interior person. That's character. He's speaking about truth and honesty and generosity. These are not just external things. These things are born from somewhere deep inside ourselves. He's speaking about forgiveness, patience. All these things are the children of something deeper inside of us. Not like being religiously observant and coming to Mass and being active in a parish and yet holding anger against my neighbor or harboring a judgment about who qualifies and who doesn't qualify to belong. Standing in judgment over others. That's exactly what Jesus is speaking about. The contest between legalism and love as a way of life. The contest between the living Word of God and, infrequently enough, the laws and regulations that we ourselves develop. Keep that in mind. In our families, in our communities, in our churches, in our judgments of society, let the best which is within us, the richness, the beauty, the kindness, the generosity, which is a rich deposit inside of us, it's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, to become conscious of our weakness and yet our blessing. count the graces that God gives us and the opportunities that the Lord will give us to bring into practice the best which is within us. That's what this gospel is about. And the Pharisees, in contest with Jesus, they were holding to a legalism and a tradition that somehow Jesus contradicted. Jesus says the ultimate statement of discipleship in Jesus Christ is not observing a law, but living a doctrine of love. Amen.